resort living every day? Live at Mandalay. From $399,900 for eligible first home buyers. As well as the championship golf course, clubhouse, gym and pool, it's only 40 minutes north of Melbourne.
Steve, if you could explain to everyone, and I know we have some audio here, why Fief isn't here.
Yeah, Boxy's little baby, Trixie, starts prep today. So she's got the day off, obviously, to take her daughter to her first day of school. And she got pretty emotional yesterday, Byron.
This is just an edited version. I mean, this went for much longer in reality.
I do have to apologise for my laughter.
I think it was a nervous laugh.
No.
No?
Okay. There was a laughter.
Little Trixie, Little Trixie, my baby, is starting prep, and I really want to take her in and be part of the process, but I've been in denial about it. I just don't want it to happen. No, I really don't want her to go to school.
She's legitimately a bit teary.
It's just my baby. I just want her to go to school.
This is getting really difficult for everyone.
It's not fun.
Okay.
Oh, God.
At least you're a considerate co-host.
I was, but it's pretty funny. Like, it's just a thing that happens, and she was emotional, and I'd just love to have a GoPro on her today.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'd love to have a GoPro on her head, like, a bit like myself at the Brownlow, just watching me do everything.
Nothing like you at the Brownlow.
Just watch Fifi walk around, bawling her eyes out. But good luck to Trixie. She posted some photos last night, Boxy, on her Instagram.
Oh, I should check that.
Of Trixie's journey from a baby, and there's pictures of him. And it is
I saw that.
Cute.
That was beautiful.
You probably should like it.
You know, I'll give it a like.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, Byron, I'll put a breakfast wrap tomorrow that Boxy's still asleep.
Now? It's 7:08.
I reckon she'll still be asleep.
Well, we're going to try and call her.
All right, we'll call her. Let's call her.
She said she'd be available throughout the show for us to give her a call.
Okay. Here we go. So call her.
It's all live, so if she doesn't answer, that'll be
Please
annoying.
Please don't answer.
I never agreed to the breakfast
wrap.
Yeah,
you did. Told ya.
Well, she wouldn't be asleep. She'd just be ignoring her call.
She'd be asleep.
Hi, I can't take
that. Oh, my God, that's her voicemail, which is what we're so... Whenever you call Fief, you normally get that, the voicemail of Fief. Well, we'll push on. We'll try it a bit later on 131060. That's our number if you ever want to join in on the show, Fev. We'll push on.
Hey, speaking of kids, not Fifi, Trixie, but I went out for lunch on Sunday with my brother, his kids. So he's got four girls, and I've got four girls, and obviously myself, Alex, Jason. So there's what's that?
There's a party of 11?
Yeah, 11. There's 11 of us. And, 10.
Oh, okay. Let's not get bogged down.
Is it 10?
Well, there's three adults and eight kids. Three plus eight.
Four? That's 12. We're way off.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, we went out for lunch, and I thought, we'll go to a restaurant that has a playground because of the kids. Jason's got four kids under 9. And the girls can run around, they can play in the playground, the parents can sit there, have a nice lunch. And we could have gone somewhere where we could sit down formally and have a nice little lunch, but we thought, we'll go to a pub.
Get them active.
Get them active, as you do. So we went to this establishment that we knew had a playground. We walk up, and the playground's gone.
What?
And we've already walked in, so we have to eat lunch there. The playground's gone. It's been replaced. Wait for this, Byron. A big table with all iPads around it.
No.
About 15 iPads. Playground gone, iPads placed in the middle of the playground.
That is actually everything that's wrong
that
with
is,
the world.
We were shocked. I couldn't believe it. If I wanted to go to a restaurant for lunch with iPads, I'd go to a really nice establishment, sit there, kids, have your iPads. We've got iPads. I wanted them to get active.
That's probably why you chose to go to this place, they can run around.
That's the only reason we went there, Byron.
Oh, my God.
I could not believe it. We were like shocked sitting there, and the kids are literally off the table. They're all on the iPads, and kids were lining up. And I said to another guy, I saw a guy there that I knew I played golf with. He's the foreman of the block.
Huh.
Anyway, I played golf with him a couple of weeks ago, and he had a bit of a chat to him, and I said to him, mate, can you believe there's no playground? He goes, we only came here for the playground.
Unbelievable.
And they've got iPads. We didn't want our kids to play iPads. We wanted them to get active.
Is this where we're going?
Yes, 131060. What's your thoughts on playgrounds being taken out of pubs and people using iPads?
Unbelievable.
I literally can't believe it. Do you hate this?
Okay.
131060.
I reckon you'll get some passion on the phone.
Because we want our kids to be running around.
Well, I think that's part of the... Yeah, this is part of the problem of screen time, full stop. These kids are just living on the screen.
I love the iPad. I love the peace and quiet, but I wanted them to run around.
131060 is the number. That I still can't believe that.
No, literally. I won't name the place.
No, no, you better not.
Because the food was amazing.
It's the Fox. We'll take your calls after this. 131060.
1019. The Fox. The Fox.
Boxy's not here this morning. She is taking Trixie to her first day of prep. Our number is 131060, Fev.
Now, Byron on Sunday went out for lunch and we went to an establishment that we thought we had a playground so the kids could run around. And I'll say it, sometimes I'm a bad parent because our kids play on their iPads all the time. So we need to reduce their screen time. So I thought we'll take them to a pub where they can run around and play because a study, here you go, listen to this, a study of nearly 2,500 Canadian kids, Australian kids.
Very similar lifestyle though.
Australian kids.
Okay, just say it's
Australian. Found more screen time was linked to low scores in milestone tests of 1, communication, 2, problem solving, 3, interpersonal skills, and 4, physical coordination.
Yeah.
So they're losing all those because they're sitting on screens.
Hey, they can get really angry and snappy if they've spent a lot of time on screens.
Especially Fortnite and all these games that are out at the moment. And it's creating obesity.
Right.
Because kids don't move.
So the place that you've gone that had a playground, they ripped it out.
They ripped it out and they replaced it with iPads.
That's ridiculous.
So I was shocked. And
just a big communal table where kids could all just sit around on screens.
It's very similar to the table we've got here with all our computers on it.
Unbelievable.
It's exactly what it was. And all the kids are sitting around there pressing bloody buttons. I was shocked. Sue from Berwick.
Hi, Brendan. How are you? Hi, Byron.
Very well. Have you had this problem?
Well, I have actually had the reverse. Now, I'm a principal of a primary school, so I wholeheartedly agree with them too much screen time, if I can get on my soapbox for a minute. But I actually want to put a shout out to a pub that has done the opposite.
Oh, good.
We should give them a shout out.
Well, it's Willers Hill Pub. My sister and I went for lunch during the school holidays, and we were looking forward to having a bit of a catch up, as two sisters do. We're like a NASA. And we walked into the Willers Hill and the girls were really excited because they'd said to their mum, oh, is there a playground there? And my sister said, no, there isn't. But we walked in and there was a function room. They've converted that to an indoor playground.
Oh, which is what we need.
Hey, Sue, I know that function room really well because an older lady who used to own that, I'm not quite sure if she still does, but she was a massive Carlton supporter. So after games at Waverley, we used to always go to the Willers Hill pub and have our aftermatch, sit down and have dinner and dinner and pots.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, there you go.
They might have had to remove all the memorabilia of Fev to make way for the playground.
Sue. Don't worry, Sue. After a couple of pots, I thought it was a playground.
Thank you, Sue, very much for your call. We'll take another one.
Dino, Clyde North, good morning.
G'day, boys. How are you going?
Very well. Have you had this problem at a pub?
Yes, anyway. Well, it's a bad idea to get rid of it in the first place. Due to now these kids are getting obesity, not getting enough exercise to run around and play, instead of just sitting on their iPads and doing absolutely nothing at all, which is...
It's a fair point. I mean, they're often playing sports, but on the actual iPad. So they'll play a sports game on an iPad, but not actual sport.
That's exactly right, Byron. The study also said that the children watch screens for an average of 17 hours a week at the age of 2.
Jeez.
24 hours a week at the age of 3. And
that's unbelievable.
10 hours at the age of 5.
You've got to get that down. That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
Although yours or mine would be way worse.
Well, I've got the new app on the phone where it comes up every week to say your average screen time. And I look at it and I'm like, whoa.
So bad.
So I've been trying to get that to go down every week.
Take one more.
Christy, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How you going?
Good, thanks. Keep it really quick. So me and my partner go to Moala every weekend as his parents live up there.
Moala, yes,
in Yarrawonga. So we went there on the weekend to a restaurant and where we always go for the kids, and same thing happened. The playground had been pulled down, iPads had been put up, so we actually walked down and left.
What pub was that? Is that the...
It wasn't the ski pub, it was the Moala Golf Course. So we ended up going to pub in Yarrawonga just before the bridge because they've got a beautiful setup.
They've got a great setup. Yeah, it's right on the water there. They've got the big deck. Oh, geez, I've had some good times
You live there.
And they've got the playground there on the right-hand side.
They've got the playground, they've got the toy machines, they've got grass area, it's all outside, it's absolutely beautiful.
Maybe these pubs are doing it because somehow there's less insurance risk or it's cheaper, but it's not good for the actual kids, but there might be even a commercial reason that they're doing it. Well, the kids just want to bloody do it.
Yeah, I don't understand. I think I come to the conclusion with my brother, I thought maybe that the expense of having a playground, and if someone hurt themselves, getting sued, maybe, yeah, I don't know.
It was a lame trend.
Hey, Christy, did you drive past my statue there?
Sorry, I drive there every weekend and I've never seen it.
I'm just going to say
that. Oh, cut out. 1019, The Fox.
There's an old saying that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Or fake.
Accents real or fake? We like playing this. It's always fun. Call us up right now if either you have an accent or you can put on a fake accent that you think could trick us. Call us right now for either of those scenarios. The lines are open. 13 10 60.
Yes, love this game, Byron. Love quizzing our callers to see whether they are
quizzing us.
Yeah, well, no, I'm going to quiz them to see whether it's real or fake.
Oh, okay.
But I've got a little voice here, Byron. I want you to tell me what you think of this. It's a host on MKR, and just let me know if he's really hamming this up.
Bonjour, hi. I don't know about you, but I love cooking.
Absolutely fake,
mate. It's got thicker.
How does your accent get thicker instead of thinner?
He just really...
Manu.
He hams it up. Manu, mate, you're an Aussie now.
Give us a call right now. 13 10 60. Accents, real or fake, on The Fox.
1019. The Fox. The Fox.
There's an old saying that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Or fake.
Accents real or fake? I reckon Fev made a pretty good point. Manu from MKR.
Bonjour, hi. I don't know about you, but I love cooking.
He's now putting on a fake. He's now putting on a fake French accent to help their ratings. Manu, I know you're a good friend of the
He's
show.
He's a good friend of the show.
Mate, just tone it down a bit. We reckon that's a bit fake now.
Yeah, too thick. Too thick.
Way too thick.
I love this game, Byron. It's one of my favourite games we play, and we've got Angelina from Richmond. Good morning.
Hello.
Okay, that sounded really Australian.
You sounded very Aussie. Okay, where are you from?
I'm from Canada.
Ooh.
Okay, keep talking.
The Toronto Raptors.
No, not Toronto. I don't know. I'm just from Canada. I don't know what to say. Like, we always say, oh, good day, eh?
Oh,
I don't know about
on.
This.
Jesus. See, she's played it so well, I think that it's real, but I'm going to say fake because... It sounds, oh God, you've
it's
got
a fake,
me.
No, it's a fake Canadian accent. Yeah, there is no fake? Way Angelina is Canadian.
Fake?
Well, I don't know what else you want me to say.
No.
We're saying that you're fake. You're not really from Canada.
Okay, do I like admit it now?
Are you from Canada?
Yes, I am from Canada.
She got us.
See, I told you. She played it that well.
Leon, can we just check? She definitely Angelina is actually Canadian. You can speak through the thing.
Yes, she is. Yes.
Okay, so
well done.
Well played.
See, Boxy probably would have got that. Paul, good morning.
Morning, mate. How are you?
Oh, governor.
Hey, the gov.
What can I do you for then?
Where are you from? Obviously, London.
Yep, South London.
South London.
Yep.
I reckon that is 100% fake.
Yeah, fake.
Well, I don't know what you want me to say about that.
Well, just whether it's fake or not.
Whether it's fake or not.
No, it's real, mate.
It's real.
Oh, we were wrong.
See, they ham it up like Manu.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah,
they sort of make it more exaggerated than it actually is, and now it's like we're second-guessing ourselves.
Byron, I'm usually really good at this game. I'm zipping too. Well done, Paul.
Okay.
Jeanette from Burwood, good morning.
Hi, Byron. Hi, Seth. It's Janet.
Hi, Janet.
Janet.
Hi.
Hi, Janet. So far, it's just, you know, just a chat with
like
someone
normal,
that sounds just an Australian-born local.
Yeah, I know.
Where are you from?
Oh, that drifted.
I'm from Hong Kong. I've been here for half of my life, so I know I speak funny, but I don't know what it is.
It's not
Do
funny.
I have an accent?
It's a lovely accent.
Just for the day.
Oh,
the,
thank you.
The day, the world we live in, Byron.
What?
And the political correct. I'm just
what
gonna
do you
say.
Mean?
I'm just gonna say it's real.
That sounds like a Cantonese accent.
Yeah,
to me.
That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna say it's real.
So that is yes. That is a Cantonese accent. Are we correct?
Oh yeah, it is correct.
Yeah.
Good job.
We nailed that.
Winner.
We're good.
A chicken and dinner.
1019. The Fox. The Fox.
Judged. Marginalized. And misunderstood. The uncomfortable questions you've always wanted the answers to. No questions are off limits. Fifi, Fev and Byron's Do You Mind If I Ask?
Now, if you've ever wondered or wanted to get into the mind of a sugar baby, now this is a young woman, usually a very attractive woman, who dates older men for the perks that maybe come with that. It might be financial gain, wonderful dinners, Gucci handbags.
French champagne.
Absolutely. It's almost a very blatant transaction. There are websites that are dedicated to this, and one of those websites is seeking.com, where you can find older men, and older men can find sugar babies. Now, we've got a sugar baby in the studio, Samantha.
Hello.
It's so strange calling you a sugar baby. Is that right? Do you mind?
It is the right term, but it does sound weird.
It's weird.
Sugar baby.
Well, saying it like that doesn't help.
You could be mistaken for a singer in a pop band, because that was a wonderful girl band.
The Sugar Babes,
I
believe.
Sugar Babes.
Yeah.
Now, okay, Sam.
I
want to strip this back. Samantha, how did you find yourself in a situation where you were going on seeking.com to find older rich men to go on dates with?
Well, initially I had a look at it back in 2015 after like a four-year relationship, and I was kind of thinking, oh, this might be like a fun little experiment. And then I was like, oh, no, it's actually kind of creepy. But then about a year and a half ago, I was like, you know what? Let's do it. So I went on the website expecting kind of like a Tinder type thing, but it's actually Seeking Arrangements is what it's called. Seeking.com is Seeking Arrangements. So essentially you set up an arrangement with these people before you even meet them. So expectations are set prior. So you're never in an uncomfortable situation. It's never awkward. It's because you know exactly what you're getting. And what they're getting.
Are you talking about like dinner arrangements or sex arrangements?
It depends on what they're after and what I'm comfortable with. But yes, it does include sex, yes.
I mean, obviously, there would be people that would say or accuse sugar babies of being very superficial, that you just want to get a expensive handbag or a night, a weekend in a great hotel. How do you justify it, or what does it mean to you?
Well, I think each to their own. I reckon the world we're in today, anything goes. Anything goes. And I think what I'm doing is I'm actually doing it to pay uni fees.
Right. So you're getting money.
I'm getting money.
Cash.
Yeah. I'm getting money, but I'm also getting like the enjoyment of nice dinners, champagne, you know, things like sex. So I'm getting all that
as well.
So you're
ticking boxes, really?
Yeah. I'm getting all of it. And I even, you know, sometimes I even get taken on trips away.
Ooh, that's nice. Now, so you got clients, obviously you got a clientele. Do you date them, or is it just a one weekend or one dinner so they can do whatever they need to satisfy them, or do you actually date them?
Well, it really depends. So sometimes you'll get someone who's just after a weekend fling.
Yeah.
Sometimes like you're in a relationship, but you know it's not. It's an arrangement.
Do they know it's not?
No, definitely. Yeah. They know because it's all set. And so it can go on for like 6 months is the longest I've had.
Have you more than one?
Yes, I've had a few, but I never have more than one at a time.
No, I wasn't saying one at a time. I meant like as in
Samantha.
Oh, yeah.
Like different relationships going on at the same time.
Clear that up.
She did say anything goes. So,
right, yeah. Fair enough.
Do your family and your friends know that you're a sugar baby? And if so, how do they feel about it?
I have a couple of friends. One of my friends initially was incredibly skeptical. Mm. She said it could be really unsafe and things like that. But I think the thing about this particular website, it is monitored so well. And if you have a single complaint about somebody on the website, they are kicked off immediately.
Do you know what? We've got so many questions. And this segment is asking the questions of somebody that you can't usually ask.
Absolutely.
They're considered inappropriate, been too nosy. We're going to open the phone lines 131060. If there's anything that you've wanted or want to know about sugar babies, I've just got so many things. I can't
fire
stop
them
thinking.
Off, Boxy.
Yeah, fire them off.
So have you been asked to do something that wasn't necessarily what you wanted to do? Like have you gone on a date and felt unsafe?
Never.
Okay.
Never felt unsafe. Because you often do have, you know, you're online chatting to them and you message them and they're actually really lovely. The older gentlemen are actually quite chivalrous.
Did you have a thing for older men before you started being a sugar baby?
Not that old.
Right.
But older men in general.
How old are we talking?
So the oldest would probably be about 72.
Right, okay.
Does he still go at 72?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, there we go. This is fascinating. Thank you for your candor and your honesty, Samantha. I'm sure
that's
there's
like
lots of questions.
Well, the number is 131060 right now. There will be plenty of questions. I mean, we're just lining up with questions here, but 131060, anything you've ever wanted to ask a sugar baby right here on 1019.
Close to your age,
don't look at me like that. It's the Fox.
1019. The Fox.
Judged, marginalized, and misunderstood. The uncomfortable questions you've always wanted the answers to. No questions are off limits. Fifi Fevan Byron's Do You Mind If I Ask?
Yes, this is our segment, Do You Mind If I Ask?, where we put somebody in the studio in the hot seat. And they usually either have a profession or they have a hobby or they're somebody in our society that we don't necessarily know a lot about. And sugar babies is one of those. We've heard about young women who date older men in exchange for money or weekends away, holidays, Hermes handbags. We've got a sugar baby in the studio, Samantha, and you're very brave and courageous. Thank you for sharing.
You're very welcome.
Because there's a lot of judgment that can come with sugar babies too. And we've got lots of people who are asking questions, like Annabelle from Hoppers Crossing. Hi, Annabelle.
Hi, guys. Hi, Samantha.
Hello. Annabelle, what would you like to ask Sam?
Yeah, so I just wanted to know, what's the most amount of money that someone's actually spent on you?
So the most amount would probably be I went on a four-day weekend trip away, and it was a $10,000 weekend.
Wow, so that's $10,000 cash.
$10,000 cash.
$2,500 a night, Boxy.
Where did you go for the weekend?
We went to, it's Bali, but about an hour out of Bali.
Wow.
Ubud.
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 So that would have been all your expenses were covered, plus you walked away with 10
yes,
grand.
Yes, correct. All expenses paid, plus 10 grand.
Wow.
Oh, wow. So that answers that question for Annabelle.
That's a lot of bintangs, Byron.
That's several bintangs.
Thank you, Annabelle. Kylie in Ferntree Gully. Kylie, what would you like to ask our sugar baby in the studio, Samantha?
Oh, hi, Samantha.
Hello.
I would just like to know, have you ever developed feelings for one of your clients, or have any of your clients developed feelings for you?
That is a really good question. I feel like I have developed maybe not like a love for them, but I've developed a like a close companionship feeling, like a really like, I really do care about this person, but probably never fallen for one in that way. No. But there was one relationship where it did have to cut short because he was developing feelings for me.
Ooh.
What about, Sam, in your own personal life? So this is like a transaction. Have you dated, you know, guys that you're actually in a relationship with while you're continuing to be a sugar baby?
No. Yeah, no.
That'd be tough.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Do you know sugar babies who would have tried to do that?
For sure. Right. Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
They've got to say, hey, do you understand this is my job?
I'm going to go away with his guy
but
for
if you
weekend.
Think about it, like, you know, prostitutes, they have boyfriends.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of like that. I'm not a prostitute.
I was about to say, so are they different things?
They're very different things.
Very different? How?
I can see how, yeah. So they're different because it's like a... I struggle to explain the difference, but I think you're onto something there.
Yeah, because I don't think it's very different, is it?
It depends. Like, if you're not exchanging money and things for sex, then no. But if you are, then yes.
Yeah. So, Sam, you're exchanging money. But if there was a sugar baby who was in their transaction, they'd say, I would like a $10,000 Hermes bag. Do they in their minds go, I'm not anywhere near prostituting myself because I'm just getting a handbag. I'm not taking cash.
Yeah, well, exactly. So I guess if you define prostitution, it is, you know, something.
It's a transaction.
For sex, right? It doesn't necessarily have to be money. It is something for sex.
Yes.
So, yeah, you could consider it as prostitution, yes. Mm. But it's instead of like a normal prostitute, you have mutual respect and an agreement. And I would never go on a date with someone who I didn't feel like we had mutual respect.
Fascinating, really, isn't it? Like, it's an...
What are you studying at uni?
I'm doing my master's.
Oh, there you go.
Wow. Now, Paul in Bundoora. Hi, Paul.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Paul. What would you like to ask Samantha?
Samantha, like, with your sugar daddies, what kind of people are they like? Have you ever had anyone famous or...?
I've never had anyone famous, but the thing about the website is it actually tells you their net worth, how much they make a year, cars they drive, and what they're willing to give you.
So anyone can see this?
Anyone can see this.
Wow.
So
surely you just go straight to the whoever earns the most and then work your way down.
That's how I filter it.
Oh my God. I mean, the elephant in the room would be married men, taken men. That would be that would be a question that would have to
if
be thrown at you.
If you're a married man, you wouldn't be on there.
No, but would you?
Married men, no.
So they're just not on that website.
No, they might be. Probably they probably will be, but right. I won't go there.
Right. Imagine if your missus was suspicious and she went up and she saw, oh, Byron.
Well, use a different example, but yeah.
Byron drives a Western Nissan
Honda. Don't bring up my car.
$60,000 a year. Oh, well, not eligible for the website.
Okay, fair enough. No, but look, thank you. You are a very good sport, Samantha, for coming in. And really, it's a fascinating world, isn't it, Fief?
It is.
And just to be in it just for a few minutes even
just
is very fascinating.
Just to get an insight into, we hear about sugar babies, but to have heard firsthand, thank you for your candor this morning,
Samantha. I've got one more question, Roxy. One more question, is that okay?
Yeah, of course.
So, Sam, once you finish your master's, will you continue working in this environment or will you move along and find love?
Well, I'm getting close to the use-by date.
So yeah, tough, use-by date.
I'm 27, so I don't know how much longer I'm considered a sugar baby.
Oh, right.
Do you know what I mean?
Could you lie that you look 22?
Okay, so well, I'll take that. Thank you.
You could just
free letter?
Lie.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on a minute. Got a new client. Just got. Didn't think we'd go there.
She's well, really rich.
Are there women on
she's
that?
Really rich.
Oh, she qualifies. She'd be right up the top.
She'd be right up the filter.
Anyway, it's Fifi, Fev and Byron's Do You Mind If I Ask? Samantha the Sugar Baby this morning.
I don't think
morning.
I've ever heard Fee speechless.
101.9 The Fox.
What a massive morning it is for one Fifi Box, Fev.
Morning, Boxy! Hello.
Hi.
Are you a little bit teary?
Yeah, I'm not good at the moment. This is probably the worst time to call. I'm not really coping.
Okay, how have you gone this morning?
Well, we need to quickly reset that it is Trixie's first day of prep school. This is a big one for Fife, who's been traditionally quite a protective mum.
Yeah, so what's the process been this morning, Boxy? Well, she's up, she's got a uniform on, you've made the lunch, your breakfast.
Well, I was good. I got up, I made lunch, I got the uniform out, everything's labelled. I woke her up, I've got her dressed, and now I don't think I can take her.
You can't take her, you're too emotional.
Oh, this is so hard. This is really, really tough. But I'm hiding in my room because she hasn't seen me cry yet. Oh. And she's so cute because she hasn't done, she hasn't shown any nerves, but she's really clingy and she's cuddling me. And I think she senses something. So at the school, we're going to be a mess.
Yeah, wait till she gets out the car and she's got to let go. Oh, my God.
She's probably just run into the school.
Hey, Boxy, but we've done something a bit special here. And Trixie's obviously having her first day of school today. But Trixie, throughout her life, has lived pretty much a great radio life, and there's so many memories of Trixie on this show. So we've made a little bit of a montage for you. So sit back and enjoy this.
Here we go.
I had Trixie on a list, you know, years ago when I thought, oh, one day if I had a little girl, I'd call her Trixie.
The friend of fashion. The one who is so fashion is me, and the one who's so fashion is me.
Hola, bonjour.
She's going into the world. Yeah. She won't care what you think anymore. No. She's now going to get influenced by other people and teachers.
100%.
But I'm her everything.
Now, what did you call Mum before?
Boring.
I'm not boring. Do you really think I'm boring?
Yes.
Trix, do you remember the other day when I accidentally locked you in the garage?
That's me.
What's the new show? What's it called?
Trixie.
No, hang on, but where's Byron and Fev?
They're not in the shop.
Whoa.
She's my baby, like she was born yesterday. What happened?
I saw your phone was on.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. Dear Trix, it all worked out in the end for me because I got you.
Trix, are you my best friend?
I'm sorry to say this, but no.
Trixie.
There we go for
there
you,
There you go, Boxy.
What are you doing to me?
We thought it might help.
Oh, my, what have you just done? You just made it so much worse.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox.
Hang in there, Fief. Trixie's first day, Fief, a sobbing mess as her mother. We've given Fief the morning off to go and handle that because it's a very big day for Trixie, her first day of prep. But we're still here, Fev and Byron. Fifi, Fev and Byron on the Fox. And you have found one of the great loopholes of all time, Fev.
Yeah, I have, Byron. She's come a long way, Miley Cyrus, since Hannah Montana, hasn't she?
Yeah, good point.
But I have found a loophole. I was at Coles yesterday buying some dinner. And I couldn't be bothered cooking.
Sure.
It was hot. Thunderstorms are coming. Right. So I thought I'd get a roast chicken, and I saw a little sign that really surprised me. And I thought of you, being a tight ass, I thought, oh, this is a great. So what happens is between 8 and 8 p.m., the roast chickens go out throughout the day. And you
can get so from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Yeah, and they have a certain time limit on. You've seen it.
Yeah, they roll them out.
They roll them out. And
they timestamp them, don't they? That's how this one's done at 1:15.
Yeah, and it's got a shelf life of probably an hour.
Right.
Then they just keep recooking them. But if you go to Coles and you go to get your roast chook at any time of the day between 8 and 8 p.m. and there's not one chook there, you receive your next chicken, wait for it, free.
Wow. This is effectively...
Free chooks, free chooks. Free chooks.
This is a game changer.
Yes. So, 131060 Melbourne, have you heard about this? Or have you done it?
Right.
Or do you work at Coles and know this but haven't told anyone? Well, we've got a voice disguiser.
Make you anonymous.
Yeah, make you anonymous.
We hear it's some...
It's not all
Coles.
No,
it's
no,
some,
no. The offer is only available in selected stores.
South Melbourne downstairs, there was a sticker in the Bain Marie there.
And theirs is from 11 a.m. Byron. So
okay.
Some stores, the times vary by location.
Right.
So if you're in a big Coles, obviously the times might be a bit different because they're pretty popular. But if you're in a small Coles,
I'll tell you what,
so there
Fev,
you go.
I haven't seen the phones this busy since the $50,000 secret sound. Free chicken has lit up the phones. We will take these calls. Who knows what they'll be?
Free chooks, free chooks.
131060, it's the Fox. 1019, the Fox. Fief taking the morning off to get Trixie off to her first day of prep school. She was crying earlier. Check out the podcast for that.
After the last phone call, I don't know whether she's going to get there.
Yeah, she was so emotional. Mess. Anyway, look, aside from the $50,000 secret sound, as soon as we said the words free chicken, wow, Fev, people have found a bit of a supermarket loophole, this one.
It
now,
is,
it's not all. It's not all Coles stores, but this is interesting.
No, it's the offer is only available in selected stores. So what happens is the chooks will get cooked. You go out, you go walk in, you get them. If you go in to get your chook for dinner, for your lunch, for your brunch, and there's no chooks there, you'll receive a free chicken. Yeah, next time you visit, you get it for free.
Unbelievable.
As soon as you said free chickens, they went nuts. And I've got Gemma from Bentley. Good morning, Gemma.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're very well. Have you seen this?
Oh, this is old news. My daughter's been doing this for months and months. The minute she finished school and I told her she had to cook dinner once a week, it seemed to be chicken every week.
And she got the free chicken?
Free chicken. Bentley on her at every time.
Bentley. There we go. So there's a bit of a heads up.
See, Jem, I was sitting down the couch with Byron earlier this morning before the show started, and I was thinking of loopholes. Like I'd go up to the Chicken Bay Marie, I'd grab the chicken, hide it somewhere, and then go, oh, there's no chicken. So I reckon your daughter, obviously if she's getting free chicken every time, something's going on there.
You don't have to reckon. I know what she does. She goes in with the boyfriend. The boyfriend takes the remaining chickens out in a trolley. Then she goes up and gets a docket. And then they put the chickens back.
Oh, that's exactly what she does. We can't condone that. We're not saying that we agree with that. But that is something that Coles will now be aware of, surely.
Well done, Gemma. Geez. Michelle, good morning.
Hi, Fev. Thanks so much for alerting me to this because I had no idea. And my Coles at Greensboro... I've got to check, obviously, for the signs, but they regularly have no chicken.
Well, there you go.
There we go.
Go in there and say, I want my free chicken.
Yeah, you got yourself free chicken. I tell you what, why do we bother with the secret sound? We should just do free chickens. It goes off.
Oh, free chicken or free 50 grand.
For a fair point. 101.9 The Fox. The
Fox. Fox FM's $50,000 secret sound.
We're going to play it one more time right now. We've got the phones open, 131060. If either of these two callers identify this correctly, we're giving away $50,000 right now with Fifi, Fev and Byron. Here we go. Here's the sound. You've had so many theories, Fev.
I've had so many goes. Some other incorrect guesses from our listeners is stapling a piece of paper. It's been guessed three times, so don't guess that again. Pushing down a stamp, a head counter, a tally counter being clicked, clicking a paint paintball point pen down? Like a.
Oh, yeah, no.
It does sound like a double click.
Okay.
Clicking a baby into a car seat, the left clicker on a mouse.
Not that.
Didn't say the right one, so.
Don't know. Does it matter?
But old Leon, Mr. Pooh Bar, is the only one that knows a guess, so he's very diligent on his answers, aren't you? On the
Okay, yeah, here we go.
Yeah, you've got to be clear about it.
Here we go. Real clear. Zach in Werribee is ready to guess.
All right, Zachy boy, what do you reckon, mate, for $50,000? What do you think the secret sound is?
I reckon it's when you lift your foot up when you're walking in your thongs and the click it makes when it hits your foot.
Oh, gee. I mean, hey, no, we shouldn't laugh.
No, we shouldn't laugh.
It's it doesn't sound like a lot like a thong, but over to our adjudicator.
It's a sticky thong.
Yeah, it's been warm, so you'd hear that sound a lot recently. It's not right.
Yeah. Bad luck, Zach.
Nice weather reference, though, from Leon.
Were you getting excited there, Zach, a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit, because me and my housemate were talking about it last night. She was walking around in her thongs up and down the house, and I'm like, that's it. That is it.
Oh, no.
You always think you've got it with the secret sound. Yeah. Everyone's so confident.
And I'll give you a tip. I've had a lot of guesses, Byron, and I reckon I've guessed the right answer, but I don't know which one it is. So when we make a guess, Fifi and myself, That's not an official guess. So don't assume that we know the answer and that is wrong, because it might be right.
Yeah,
but we
Leon's not allowed to acknowledge whether your guesses are right or wrong. Someone needs to call through.
I reckon I've guessed it right.
I think you have, but I'm not going to say which one, but I think you did guess it right about 3 days ago.
Jasmine from Glenroy, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready to win 50 grand?
I'd like to.
What's the secret sound?
I think it's a sound when you press down on a single key on a typewriter.
Ooh. Typewriter, like an old school typewriter, like Byron's era, 1860.
I'm about 2 years older than you, and I look younger.
Like vintage typewriter, yes.
Yes, an old school typewriter.
Yeah.
Leon, Pooh Bar.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I've seen a typewriter.
Okay, but just
it's not right.
Sorry, Jasmine.
Sorry, Jasmine. Hey, what about a typewriter when you go ch-ch and you change the thing when it goes to the next line?
It's a good guess. Call back and try tomorrow.
So there it goes. They're the rules. Fox FM's $50,000 secret sound.
I'm really becoming to hate Leon.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox.
Fifa's had the morning off. She had to get Trixie off to her first day of prep. That would be happening as we speak, as long as Fifa has recovered. She was sort of in the fetal position there at one point, crying, didn't want to take Trixie. But it's meant the show will roll on, and a very special guest joins us right now, Fev. In fact, he's a very good mate of yours from the jungle.
Yes, he is. The one and only Anthony Collier.
Good morning, boys.
What's going on, little man?
Little man.
Well, you are. You're a little man.
He's not on Jenny Craig anymore, so he's the big man again.
Oh! And it started. Now, we did speak about the jungle. Are you watching Super Get Me Out of Here this year?
I'm watching a little bit of it.
What are your thoughts, Justin?
I want to punch him in the nose.
He's a gift that keeps giving.
Oh, he's like the Lorena.
Yeah, he is. He's Lorena.
He's like the Lorena. You just want to punch him.
Yeah, but I like Lorena.
Not that I endorse.
I mean, just a little punching people, but a little tap.
But yeah, you didn't really get along with Lorena. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, just because you did.
Yeah.
Because you were fake on that show. That's the only reason why you won.
People get upset when they don't win, and that's okay. You can't win everything.
Oh, God.
So
why don't you like Justin?
Just quickly, I can answer the actual question, because it's important we let everyone know that Anthony is playing Unplugged and Unfiltered, coming to Melbourne in May.
I don't know why he put Unfiltered on there, because he's always unfiltered. He should have just said Unplugged.
Ticketmaster.com.au is where you get your tickets, and that's going to be a huge show. Unplugged and Unfiltered, Palms at Crown, May 18. That's what he's actually doing. Now back to your chat.
Now get back to bagging me.
Anthony's been going for 15 years, seven albums, and met so many awards.
And a lot of Botox. A
lot of Botox. Dr. Taz. Keeps Dr. Taz busy. So what's wrong with Justin in the jungle?
What do you think?
Mate, I think he's great.
Oh, he's great TV.
Yeah, I don't want him to go. If he goes, I think the show will be dead.
Oh, he's just annoying. Like, grow some balls. So that's my unfiltered part of it.
No, fair enough.
Now, we just had holidays, and you and Tim came up to Red Hill.
We stayed
at the beautiful the Hamptons up there.
Mm-hmm.
And you came over, and we went out for a beautiful lunch, Byron. And we ate lunch, and then we got home, and Anthony goes, I want to go to an RSL and play some pokies.
I wanted to play the pokies.
That would be very un-Kalia-like.
Yeah. Oh, no. I love sitting at the pokies, like with a scotch in hand.
Really?
Just press the buttons.
Really, sort of going away from what you'd normally normally do, but it's into the heartland.
Yeah, it went from mahogany to an RSL. Anyway,
we're we go to Dramana.
Yeah, we went to Dramana RSL. Yeah. So Tim's made the call through to see the dress attire because Anthony wanted to dress appropriately, where we're all just dressed like bogans because that's what we are.
Yeah.
And Anthony had to get all clean.
For the Dramana
RSL? For Dramana
RSL. I didn't know where I was going.
Right.
So anyway, we go play some pokes, and then I was having a little bet on the horses, as I do, and then Anthony's never bet on the races before. So he walked into the TAB.
I'm addicted.
Gamble responsibly.
This was about 6 o'clock at night. 10 o'clock at night, the RSL shuts. They kept it open to 11 because old mate over here, Anthony Collier, was addicted.
Well,
he was betting on everything.
Be careful, Anthony.
He had to put like a stool at the desk for me to go and like put the bets on.
I put
on
one of those little kids step up things.
Because he
couldn't reach the ticket machine.
But the part that I loved about it at the RSL, Cheryl on the bar, yeah. She was pouring beers, doing the tab, doing the pokies. Like she was a one-woman shop. I loved her. And then at the end, yeah, she left it open for us until about 11 o'clock.
And then he left her $50.
What have you become from hanging out with Fev? Look at you.
A gambling alcoholic.
101.9 The Fox. Fifi, Fev and Byron for breakfast. Special guest Anthony Collier is here. Of course, the ARIA winner and mate from Fev's in the Jungle. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. We are here thanks to Mandalay. You'll feel like you're living in a resort every day if you live at Mandalay, from $399,900 for eligible first home buyers.
My little mate was a bit worried. We're just having a bit of a chat off air because I'm off the darts and don't eat meat, red meat. He's, what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with him? He's changed.
It just makes me really sick, the red meat. I don't know what it is, but I'm
not
off
the cigarettes, just the red meat.
No, the cigarettes are great, but I just don't want to smoke anymore.
Do you not believe him, Anthony? Or like, do you think he's...
No, I believe him. I just don't think it's going to last.
Yeah. That's good. That's
Give
good.
It a week.
Good friendship. Now, look, a lot of people have wondered over the years, who'd be smarter out of these two? Fev and Anthony Collier, obviously a very popular entertainer, one of the greats on the football field, but who would have the higher IQ? Well, we're about to find out.
Are you smarter than...
This is the game we play.
I wouldn't say smarter IQ, because it might be in his wheelhouse, just these couple of questions. I'm obviously a lot smarter, but we'll see how
I have never come across someone so on themselves.
Really. Have you seen Justin off of Celebrity?
Well, yeah, he takes a game.
You better have some backup questions. This could be nil-nil.
Okay, here we go. This is the fun game. If you listen to us at about 20 past 6, we play this every morning with Fifi, Fev and Byron. This is a special edition. Question
you better,
one.
You better tell him the rules. He'd be asleep at that time.
Well, no, he just has to answer the questions. You don't have to say your
name
or anything.
You don't have to say your name or anything. Just answer the questions.
Yeah, get it. I'm not that stupid.
Question one. What ingredient makes a martini dirty?
Chai.
Chai?
Dirty chai.
No, it's the olive juice.
Correct.
See? Wheelhouse.
Chai?
Chai? What martini are
I'll
you having?
I'll have a dirty chai.
When he said dirty, I just thought chai, because I always get a dirty chai.
Okay. Question two, and now keep in mind, you only need this one to win the game.
It wouldn't want to be a song or another martini question.
It is a musical question, actually.
Oh, God, this is bullshit.
I'll get it wrong, don't worry.
Which Canadian singer has had success with albums...
Shawn Mendes.
Shawn Mendes is incorrect.
Oh, Justin Bieber.
It's Time and Call Me Irresponsible.
Oh.
Justin Bieber is incorrect.
Bublé.
Bang.
Oh. Yeah.
He's done it. He's smarter.
Don't throw things at me.
I actually thought Shawn Mendes was... He's a Canadian, isn't he?
He is, actually.
Oh, God, that was a great answer.
He jumps in early all the time on these because he wants to win.
Mate, what do we know Anthony Collier as a singer, and what's he love drinking? Bloody martinis. Well, was there any sport questions
actually,
in there?
The third one was right at your wheelhouse, but we're...
Coming from you, you like to drink too. Didn't you go into rehab for drinking?
No, that was mental. There was a lot of things.
Part of the reason.
Yeah, the third one was, what colour is the McDonald's mascot Grimace?
Purple.
Yeah. He eats Maccas as well, Collier. He's well-rounded.
But I just throw it up afterwards.
That's what he does. He sings, drinks martinis, and then goes to Maccas. It's his wheelhouse.
Make sure you don't miss Anthony Collier Live. This is great. It's called Unplugged and Unfiltered. It's the tour that's coming to Melbourne in May. Get your tickets right now. It's always a great show. Ticketmaster.com.au.
Yeah,
the Melbourne one is at Crown, right?
Absolutely.
Have we got that atlas yet for Casey to pick out where she's going to end up?
Oh, that's the girl that writes our questions. You think she's done?
Oh, gone.
I thought they were great questions.
For resort living every day, live at Mandalay. From $399,900 for eligible first home buyers. As well as the championship golf course, clubhouse, gym and pool, it's only 40 minutes north of Melbourne.